This is Passport to Texas. A late March collision between two ships in Galveston Bay caused a leak in one of them, spilling more than 168,000 gallons of fuel oil into the Gulf.
This time of year is particularly of concern to us because it's a spring migration. We've got a lot of migratory shorebirds moving through.
Andy Turpak is with the Ecosystem Resource Assessment Team at Texas Parks and Wildlife.
So, in essence, we got oil on a beach where birds are coming through to rest, to feed as they continue their migration. So it's challenging right now.
Shortly after the spill, rescuers discovered oil slicked and injured birds all along the coastline. Biologist A.J. Vail with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is among the many wildlife advocates on hand to save them.
It's just tough seeing the birds all oiled and struggling. They're trying to clean themselves, so they ingest a bunch of the oil, and it must make them really sick.
Andy Turpak says they're working against the clock to clean up this vital ecosystem.
It's not just that we're going to try to save the birds. If we try to save the birds, that's great, that's good, but we also need to be worried about impacts of the sand and the things that live in the sand the birds are feeding upon.
Hundreds of shorebirds are dead or oil-coated. By early April, oil from the spill in Galveston Bay drifted ashore on Padre Island National Seashore. Check for updates on the Texas Parks and Wildlife website. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.